Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres Radio.
So I am proper excited about my next artist up on the show, my next guest. What can I say? With her unique blend of pop, R&B and Bollywood, this amazing singer-songwriter is creating an absolute storm in the industry, and more so with her latest track that she's dropped. It's called Know About You, all right? And I'm excited to bring her up on the show to chat all about it. So give it up and show some love for Saloni. Saloni, what are you saying?
Hey, how are you?
I'm all good. You know, I'm proper excited to have you up on the show, man. You know, loving the news.
I'm so excited to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
It's all good. Listen, Saloni, where are we speaking to you, man? Where are you right about now?
I'm home right now, so I'm in Milton Keynes.
Ah, Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes. All right, so what's Milton Keynes saying tonight?
It's pretty chill, going out for a movie, and then, you know, Milton Keynes is Milton Keynes.
We're going to watch. I want to know. We're going to go watch.
Have you heard of the new RRR film?
I've heard of Triple R. I have.
Yeah.
You know? Dun, so, dun, dun, dun. I forget that. The word. You know the song, the big song with the dance move. I forget the song now. The two guys dancing. Oh, I forget the name of the song.
Yeah. I forgot the name too,
yeah.
But I'll go and watch it now.
Yes. Yeah, go and watch it. Tell me how it was. But listen, sure, Saloni, sure. Thank you for taking the time to speak to us this evening. But listen, it's your first time here up on my show, right? Now, I don't know too much about you. I know a little bit, but then there's people, you know, who are listening to you for the very first time, so we want a little bit of a bio data. We want an introduction on Saloni. Kaun hai tu, kahan se aayi hai? Alright, so let's just give us a little intro on who you are and how, you know, you fell into the whole music game.
Yeah, sure. So my name's Saloni. I was born and brought up in the UK, but my parents are from India, so I have like strong heritage from there. And surprisingly, I'm not actually from a musical background. My family's not from a musical background. So it came to a shock to them when they heard that I could sing. So when they first heard me singing I was asked to sing some Christmas carols out of nowhere. So that's when they heard me. And ever since, this is around age 4 or 5, yeah. And since then they put me into Carnatic singing classes, so that's what really built the strong base for me. And then from there I kind of did some performances in terms of like Indian classical side, and slowly went into light music and movie songs. And then I kind of once I went into school, I was exposed to a lot of Western kind of styles, and that's when I started to go to competitions. I was scouted by a label, did some original music, and it was only until about like towards the end of second year I was like, I want to really bring in both my Eastern and my Western sides, because I've always felt myself kind of go into one section or the other. And so that's where I kind of started to do my mashups and kind of put myself out there as a British Asian artist. And this single is probably the best thing that's kind of put me out. It's an original song, but also has some of the Asian style to it. So yeah, that's a bit about me.
There we go. So, you know, we know a little bit more about Saloni now. But you know what? You did see, you know, success with the Moving On EP and with the On My Own EP, you know. They were really well received. I mean, again, as I guess a relatively new artist on the scene, Saloni, you know, seeing how well, you know, they did. You know, that, you know, for, you know, somebody new coming into the game, that must have been, and being so young as well, that must have been such a big boost to you.
Yeah, it was such a shock. I released Moving On, I think, when I was about 16.
Yeah.
So it was really nervous. I was really nervous, but it was amazing to see when it came out, because I think it came like number 2 in the Indian iTunes pop charts and top 50 in the UK. So it was an astonishing kind of achievement, and I'm really proud of it.
Of course. And you talked about your parents. I mean, how supportive have they been, you know, with your whole your musical career?
Yeah, they've been very supportive. I'm definitely lucky to have parents like I do. it's the way they've supported me, the way they've like pushed me into singing classes and everything. Had it not been for them, I don't know if I'd be here right now. So I'm very, very thankful for them.
You know, did they at any point sit you down and go, "Beta, listen, if the music thing doesn't, if the music thing doesn't kick off, yeah, you know, we need you to have a contingency, a plan B. You know, is there a plan B? You know, is there a doctor, accountant, scientist? You know, something? You know, is there a plan B?
I'm a management science student at UCL, so that's my plan B. There you go.
But you know what? There's something that, you know, I'm going to touch upon, and you know, I barely speak, you know, two languages, right? And you Saloni, can rock it in like 10 languages, all right? You know, how does that even like? How do you know 10 languages, Saloni?
I mean, I can't actually speak in the 10 languages or, like, understand all of them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to singing, I feel like a lot of the Indian, Asian, like, South Asian languages are quite similar.
Yeah.
So in terms of, like, grasping the, like, the alphabets or, like, the phonics are quite simple once you kind of look into it.
Yeah.
But it's, like, obviously there's, like, intricacies that you need to look at. And to get that right, you kind of have to speak to people that speak that language, and it's their mother tongue.
Yeah.
So I did a 10 language mashup during my during like the lockdown, and it was like a 1 month project, and with every language I was like, so the Gendafu, the Badshah song,
yeah,
I heard it and I was like, this sounds like such an amazing song that so many different kind of languages could fit to.
Yeah.
And so I sat down one day and I was like, what different languages can I bring to this within my family itself? So I speak Telugu at home, mm. and I grew up watching Hindi movies, mm. and then my mom's from Odisha, so like I had Odia there, mm. and like I was brought up around a load of Gujaratis, Punjabis, so I learned Tamil as I was like, Tamil songs as I was a kid, so there was already quite a few languages that I knew I could get a reach out to.
Yeah.
So once I like put down the languages and found out some family friends that spoke those individual languages, I got them to kind of go through the pronunciations with me to make sure that I had everything right and I understood the meaning properly so I could kind of portray it. And that's how I can kind of get myself across different languages.
Wow. Now, you know, are some Asian languages harder than others, would you say?
Yes, definitely. Some languages have these like specific kind of pronunciations that are like, so, for example, Tamil and Malayalam, I would say those are quite hard,
yeah.
Because they have like the r's and then the r. Like it sounds very simple when you say in English, and the way you write it in English,
yeah.
literally like two r's look the same, but then the way they've written it in their languages are like completely two different meanings. So it's like, how can I get this right? Even like with Hindi, like getting the h's right on the right time, it's like, yeah. you really have to pay attention. So that's definitely a challenge.
But you know what, Saloni, you are absolutely smashing it. You know, your blood, sweat and tears, you know, is definitely paying off. And you know, you mentioned your mashups, you know they've been getting a lot of love. And when I know just recently the Desi Nawanti, that absolutely blew up on social media, you
yeah.
know, the reels and the TikToks. You know, because, you know, we live in that age where everything is so, you know, so reels and TikTok orientated, so social media
yeah.
orientated right
yeah.
now, you know. I know something that you said in one of your videos about getting a, I'm sure you said something like getting a 50K following by the end of the year or something, you know, something
that
like
was
that.
Target, yeah.
Yeah, that was the target. And, you know, I mean, you know, I guess from your perspective, how important do you think, you know, things like, you know, these social media, TikToks and all, you know, these platforms, how important do you think they are to artists right now as a promotional tool?
As a promotional tool, I think it's definitely something artists need to take advantage of. For example, TikTok, like I put off TikTok for a good couple, like a year or so, because I was like, oh, this is too cringy for me, I can't do
yeah.
this. But then obviously as lockdown happened, like there was more time on hand, and that's when I started to explore it. And honestly, it's the best thing I've ever done. If you're consistent with it, posting regularly, like back in 2021, like my New Year's resolution was to like post regularly.
Yeah.
I had no end goal, but it was like post 2-3 times a day. And honestly, that paid off. And that's what's kind of got my music. Like when I posted on TikTok, that's what people kind of found the Desi Nawanti and T mashup and went onto my Spotify. And that's the end goal, right? Finding like getting your fans onto Spotify and listening to your music, streaming it. So I definitely say make use of social media. But obviously at the same time, we all need like our personal space and
yeah.
just kind of taking a break from like all the technology and all of that. Yeah. So as an artist, it's definitely a good thing to use as promotional tools, but everyone does definitely need a break from it.
Without a doubt. So let's just jump right into this new song, all right? It is called Know About You. Saloni, how did this track come together, man? You know, where did this track come from? Break it down for me.
So I sat down with my producer once. He sent me some beats and I heard this song and I was like, this is such a vibey track. I love the party vibe, the R&B chill party kind of vibe, and I loved it so much. Kind of came up with a melody, kind of thought, okay, this is a party track. What kind of like message do I want to come across with? And kind of just came down with the lyrics, kind of thought of the hook for the bassy part, sent it off for Punjabi lyrics and came up with the track.
And like you said, you know, I mean, and the track is most definitely a vibe. You know, it is such a fun, you know, poppy track, such a blend of, you know, all these, you know, different styles and genres. But the track's got a message as well. You know, it's a strong kind of female empowerment message, man. You know, just break that down for us in your words, man. You know, what's the message in this track?
So it's basically telling all girls to, you know what, be a boss, take your own kind of stance, and you can do whatever you want. You don't have to listen to anyone else.
There we go. And the video, looking absolutely fly. You're looking amazing in the video. How involved did you get with the whole concept?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
How involved did you get with the concept and the look of the video?
Oh, so in terms of like styling and makeup and everything, that was obviously, I had a vision when it came to like the styling of like who was going to be in it, how they were going to be dressed and like color scheme and everything. So that was all done beforehand. But once we got to the venue, I hadn't seen the venue beforehand. So it was more like the camera director kind of had a look at the venue and kind of pictured it from there, really.
But yeah, everybody go check out the video. You know what? It's a great song and the video is most definitely a vibe. Listen, are you already working on the next one, Saloni? I mean, what can we expect next from you?
I mean, maybe you guys can kind of follow the social and see if I am.
Yeah, look at that. I like that, Saloni. I like how you're trying to build up your followers. I like it. I respect the hustle. I respect it.
I mean, if you guys do want to follow me on socials, you can find me at Saloni Music, S-A-L-O-N-I, Saloni _music on Instagram and Twitter, Saloni on Spotify and on Facebook and YouTube as well.
There we go. Saloni, before I let you go, right, listen, just like the song says, Know About You, right? I'm just going to throw you some questions because we want to know a little bit more about you, all right? You ready? You up for it?
Go on.
All right, listen. All right, nothing too crazy. All right. Saloni, what's your favorite Bollywood movie? What a movie. What a movie. Awesome, awesome, awesome. What star sign is Saloni?
Cancer.
Ooh, okay. You know, do you believe in star signs? You know, are you very true to, you know, your Cancerian star sign? That's an earth sign, if I'm right. You know, are you like a down-to-earth person?
I used to be one of those people that was like read my star sign every day and kind of just kind of see what was going on. But I definitely think that's kind of died down now. But I still am somewhat of a believer of like star sign stuff.
There we go. What's your all-time favorite song ever?
That's so hard. You can't expect a musician to start.
I know. You know what? People ask me that as a radio presenter. I'm like, I don't know. Is there one go-to song? You know, like, you know, it doesn't matter what mood you're in or happy. You know, is there one favorite song that you could always listen to and go, yeah, man, do you know what? This is a vibe, man. Yep. This is my.
I have like it changes every second, but I think lately I've been really loving Mickey Singh and Jonita Gandhi's Nana.
Nana.
That track. That's a proper party vibe.
It is. What would be a dream collaboration for you?
Oh, Zach Knight, probably. I literally, when I kind of got in, the first thing that I saw when it came to British Asian side, like he was the first person I saw that would do the mashup, and that was like my go-to inspiration. I was like, dream to collaborate with him, honestly.
I will, you know, when I speak to him next, I will mention that to him. I shall mention that to him. Saloni wants to collab with you.
I would love that.
All right, there we go. That. You know, I want my little commission fee though. Right. is Saloni a chai or coffee girl?
I am neither. I'm a mocha girl.
You're a mocha girl. There we go. Pizza or parathas?
Paratha.
Okay. If Saloni could be stuck in a lift with anybody, who would you like to be stuck in a lift with?
That is one hell of a question. Hritik Roshan.
Fun fact. I share my birthday with Hritik Roshan.
Oi, wow.
Excellent. That's my little claim to fame. Listen, Saloni, it's been so much fun having you up on the show. We are running out of time. It's been so much fun, and it certainly will not be the first and last time you are here. Keep doing what you're doing. You are absolutely smashing it. So much love for you, and it's only right before you go, Saloni. You hit us up with a few lines of the track before I drop it. What are you saying?
Go on. So this one is Know About You by Saloni.
I want a few lines, Saloni. I want a couple of lines.
You want a few lines?
Yeah, I want a few lines.
What do you want?
I want a few lines from the song.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yeah, just a couple of lines before we play it.
Okay. I don't want to know about you.
Yo, there we go, folks. That was Saloni.
Action with Desi Mashup. Sabra's Radio.